power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. This is the time of year when most people begin their New Year's resolutions. If you've ever tried to hold a New Year's resolution, then you know it's not an easy thing to do. Most resolutions are broken by mid-January. In fact, I should be at the gym right now. But anyways, that's for another time. This got me thinking about covenants. What is a covenant? A covenant is defined as a solemn or binding contract. I feel this could even be better defined as a serious commitment by one or both parties to act in a certain way or do a certain thing. In the most basic sense, it's a promise. God instituted covenants frequently in the Old Testament. One only need open the first book of the Bible and you'll read about covenants that God made that are still in play today. A couple examples would be the Noahic covenant, the Abrahamic covenant, and many more. Covenants were considered very serious business to people. They were not to be taken or given lightly. And unfortunately, that has changed a lot over time. All too often, I see people making false promises to other people. And even more sadly, I see them make empty promises to God. How many of us have said to the Lord something along the lines of, "Lord, if you do this for me, I promise I will." Or perhaps, "Lord, I promise I will begin to," only to realize as time has gone on, you broke your covenant to Him. We take God's mercy for granted. We even abuse it at times, if you will. But I assure you that when we blow off our promises, we are playing games with something that is very serious in the eyes of God. So, count the cost. Do not commit to something that you cannot follow through on. In other words, don't commit to something just for appearance sake or because you feel like you should. When you make a covenant with God or with someone else, then you need to follow through. If you can't or don't want to or don't plan to, then don't make that covenant. Simply put, God takes it very seriously when we make a promise, which in effect becomes a covenant. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week, and until next time, this is Dave signing out.